Each year, longtime farm broadcaster Mike Adams and I do a review of the preceding year, some of the top ag stories in 2024. I recorded a phone conversation with Mike yesterday, and that's our topic on today's Thursday edition of Farm Time.
Well, Mike, it was certainly another year full of challenges for agriculture. I think the one that really stands out, of course, is the fact we never did get a new farm bill written, and that carries on now into 2025, and hopefully that'll get done soon. But, you know, dealing with just extensions of the farm bill. Meanwhile, we saw a downturn in the ag economy as grain prices certainly did not keep up with input costs for many in agriculture. That made it a very tough 2024. And then when you did not have a farm bill to address some of the issues, that made it even tougher. Of course, there were some things in the continuing resolution, the budget deal at the end of the year, some assistance for agriculture. But overall, when you look back, again, the delaying of getting a farm bill done really stands out. A couple of other things, of course, in the biofuels area, the push to get year-round E15 sales, that did not get done, so that rolls over into 2025, trying to get something accomplished there. The other big thing, trying to get ethanol where it qualifies for the sustainable aviation fuels, to tax credits and the requirements that all go with that. Still a lot of uncertainty there, still waiting for clarification. Hopefully that gets worked out soon here in 2025. And of course, a story that continues from last year into this year and certainly bears watching, that's the bird flu issue and whether or not that's going to get contained and we get some kind of resolution on that or not. But right now, it continues to grow. I think when you look at 2025, hopefully we'll get the farm bill done, Mike. And I think the other issue that we'll be watching, of course, with the new administration coming in, a lot of focus will be on trade and what the Trump administration does with tariffs and especially how that may affect the trade with China. So those will be issues to watch, big issues in 2025.
Veteran farm broadcaster Mike Adams. Memorial services being held in our nation's capital today for former President Jimmy Carter. Burial will be held in his hometown of Plains, Georgia, later this evening. On the calendar, USDA's January crop production and World Ag supply and demand estimates will be released tomorrow. And coming up Wednesday, January 15th, at the Hersher Legion and Community Center, Synergy Ag Systems holding their crop clinic. I'm Mike Perrine.